Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Callaghan is here with the sport and a bit more European glory for Irish athletes.
Yeah, it's going so well. A gold medal in swimming yesterday, our first gold medal in 27 years on the long course, the 50-metre pool, after Danielle Hill had a record-breaking swim in the 50 metres backstroke. She's from Larne in County Antrim. She's 24. She won the race in a time of 27.73 seconds. Michelle Smith, the last Irish champion in these championships. Now, Limerick's Owen Corby did well also. He was in the final, his first major final, the men's 200 breaststroke. He was seventh. Ellie McCartney was fourth in her 200 breaststroke semi-final and is fifth overall for today's final. And Conor Ferguson has qualified for the men's 50 backstroke in seventh place. To golf, another young Irish woman doing really well. Leona Maguire has had an excellent start in the Women's PGA Championship. Her opening round of 70 has her on 200 par, just two shots behind the leader, Lexi Thompson.
I think I stayed very patient. I've been struggling with my driver off the tee quite a bit recently. Drove it a bit better today, which was nice, and got myself out of trouble quite well today when I did get offline behind a couple of trees and things like that, and just accepting that that's going to be part of this week around here. You're going to have to shape a few around a few trees. So yeah, get myself a lot of chances. Would have been nice to hold a couple more putts, but we've still got plenty more golf to play.
She's very well placed. Stephanie Meadow is five over. And Seamus Power is five shots off the lead after the opening round of the Travellers' Championship. He began with a 3-under par round of 67. The leader on 8-under is Tom Kim. Shane Lowry is 1-under. Now to Euro 2024, and Spain secured their spot in the last 16 with a very good performance and a 1-0 victory over defending champions Italy. The only goal, an own goal by Ricardo Calafiori, but Spain dominated that game. In Group C, England were roundly criticised after a poor performance as they struggled to a 1-1 draw with Denmark. Slovenia and Serbia had drawn 1-1 earlier in the day, so England knew victory would see them through. Harry Kane put them ahead, but Morten Hulmand got a deserved equaliser for Denmark. Here's what England boss Gareth Southgate had to say.
In both games now, England have scored and then dropped deeper and not appeared to press as much. Is that what you're telling the team to do?
No. I think we've played teams that are quite fluid in back threes, and it's not easy to get pressure on them, but we've definitely got to do that better than we have done in these two matches.
Do you feel like the positional change with Trent Alexander-Arnold is working?
Look, he's had some moments where he's delivered what we thought he would. We know it is an experiment, and we know that we don't have a natural replacement for a Calvin Phillips, but we're trying some different things, and at the moment we're not flowing as we'd like, that's for sure.
It is for sure. Today's game, Slovakia and Ukraine, is at 2 o'clock, and then the Group D games are in the evening. Poland, Austria at 5, Netherlands versus France at 8. To Gaelic games, and Tyrone midfielder Con Kilpatrick will miss his side's championship match against Roscommon this weekend after getting a 2-game suspension. Earlier in this programme, we heard Donal O'Cusick be very critical of the GAA over the fixing of the hurling quarterfinals for Saturday lunchtime. So what does our football pundit Paul Flynn make of this, given he's a former chief executive of the Gaelic Players Association?
It is. Look, I can totally understand the frustration from the hurling fraternity, for sure, because obviously quarterfinals of the competition were at a serious level there. I also understand the importance of giving the Talton Cup the exposure. And look, it went to a vote, and it was hurling counties that seemed to vote against it. So there can't be too much given out about it. But that aside, I think even if you, when you look at the games, you know, they're definitely going to be competitive games for sure. And it is great that they are going to get the exposure that is needed for these competitions. With Antrim versus Laois, I think Antrim, after the comeback last week, I think they can just because of the divisional difference, I think they will overcome Laois. And Down versus Sligo, I'm going to tip Sligo to actually cause a bit of an upset here against Down, who are very motivated to obviously win this competition after last year. They're very keen to get back up to the San Maguire. But Sligo have been going very well under McEntee, very solid defensively, and they've been racking up big scores. So I'm going to tip for an upset there.
Okay, well, let's look at the preliminary quarterfinals in the San Maguire. Galway against Monaghan.
Yeah, Galway against Monaghan. I suppose there's three games this weekend that are kind of, people might think on paper that they are straightforward enough. Galway, Monaghan is one of them, obviously, in the league. Galway had a great win up in Monaghan, and they're playing very well as a team. I think they'd be very upset about the outcome after the performance they put in last weekend. But I think they'll learn from it and dust themselves off and they should overcome Monaghan, that a team to work forever right now, but you just wouldn't know what performance you get from them. But I just think Galway's trajectory is on a better level.
And Tyrone versus Roscommon.
Tyrone Roscommon is a tricky one for me because Tyrone have been so inconsistent this season. Obviously, to get the win against Cork last weekend, but the Black Heart played a big role in that. Roscommon obviously kicking 3-21 against a Cavan side, but they're porous at the back. So this one could be a shootout. Of all the games this weekend, you might get a lot of them that might be difficult to under the eye, but this one I think we could see a high-scoring game. And I think Tyrone might just have the better forwards if there's open spaces. So I'm going to give Tyrone a nod in this one.
Is Mayo versus Derry the game of the weekend?
Mayo versus Derry for me. Mayo versus Derry is the game of the weekend for sure. I think there's a number of different things with it that are kind of, I suppose, interest me. One is, can Mayo overcome the emotions from Sunday? We've seen Kevin McStay at the end of the game and the players, they were just so disappointed not to get the result there, to get them straight into the quarterfinals, and just the scalp of Dublin, what would have been a big, big win for them. So can they dust themselves off? Can they actually press reset and get themselves back ready to go? That's one going to be the first challenge they face. And then it's an absolutely different team they're going to be playing against. Mickey Hart knows how to play against Mayo. He's disrupted them in the past. And I'm expecting Derry to come with a 15-man behind the ball tactics. If on Derry, look, they've been so poor in the championship this year, losing three games in the manner that they did. They get the win last week, but they still, to me, look like a Division 3 team, nowhere near the level they were in the league this year. But look, this could be one of those ones where they just come out fighting. They have nothing to lose. They have to go for it. This is the first weekend now we're going to get a flavour of real knockout football. And I just feel that Derry can get motivated behind a very defensive structure and will cause problems for Mayo. But very, very tight affair, crazy one. But I'm going to give Mayo the nod just based off current form.
And Louth versus Cork?
And Louth versus Cork. Look, Louth's season has been absolutely excellent under Ger Brennan. They were disappointed against Kerry last week, but they did have goal chances. And if they're to beat Cork this weekend, they're going to have to put those goal chances away. Cork, without that black card, that would have been a very tight game against Tyrone. Could have went either way. So I'm going to just give them the nod. They've got a bit more experience at this stage of the competition. And they'll be keen to get themselves back into the quarterfinals. So a Cork win there.
Thanks for that, Paul. And all of those games will be live on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport over the weekend. In racing, Aidan O'Brien's Kyprios beat Trawlerman in a thrilling Gold Cup duel as Royal Ascot to become only the third horse to regain the title. Royal Ascot continues today. There's also racing at Down Royal.